The Lakota Nation Invitational is not just for athletes, but aesthetes as well. An aesthete, if you're wondering, is someone who loves the arts, poetry, culture, and nature. This year marks the fourth annual Poetry Slam at LNI. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger went and has this story.
I love the way it looks, the way it leaves you wondering. I would not be able to wake up to the Badlands every day if it wasn't for her.
Lakota student poet Wiyaka reads during the third round of the Poetry Slam at the 40th annual Lakota Nation Invitational. Nine high school poets from across South Dakota read their work during two scorekeeping rounds. Only four poets advanced to the third round. But as was so often noted, poetry isn't about scoring or numbers. Marcus is from Allen, South Dakota. He says poetry has a stereotype of being boring and for the emotional and depressed teenager.
That's how I first went into it, but I feel like people should be more open-minded because poetry has really grown to be a movement of social rights, and that's really awesome, and people really don't get to see that side of poetry very often. So if they really start doing it and get into it, then you know, you shatter all your misconceptions about poetry, and it's actually really cool.
About 40 people attended the Poetry Slam this year. Senri is from Kyle, South Dakota. She says poetry makes you feel good.
For anyone that would really like to do poetry, I encourage them to like really do it. And even if they think that their poetry is like just complete garbage, they should just keep doing it because you never know who thinks it's good and who thinks it's bad.
The Lakota Nation Invitational started off as a basketball tournament, but has evolved into an event that challenges wit, athleticism, and creativity. The event takes place in Rapid City through this weekend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Some of the poems from this year's LNI Poetry Slam contest are with this story, along with others from SDPB and NPR. Our website is listen.sdpb.org.